Tim Hammerich with your market line report for Friday, February 7th. Volatility continues in the commodity markets, cattle in positive territory, but wheat markets trended lower. Buckle up, says Scott Shellady on the floor of the CME in Chicago.
But anything that's got anything to do with this China and what might be happening or not happening with the coronavirus, the two words for the year are going to be buckle up. So it's going to be volatile, number one. Number two, next week we got a crop report, and the government's decided to really not put in a lot of the phase one stuff, right? So the supply and demand numbers that are going to kind of leave phase one, which really doesn't kick off until February 15th, so I suppose that's fair, but they're going to leave that phase one out of this report, and then they'll take into consideration going forward. So that's something else we have to keep an eye on.
For your closing markets, Chicago March wheat futures yesterday closed down 5.5 cents to 5.56 1/4. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 6 cents to 4.67 1/2. March corn closed down 1.5 cents to 3.79 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein still unchanged, ranging from 6.20 to 6.35. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged from 6.35 to 7.95. Dark northern spring wheat prices down 2.75 cents, ranging from 6.67 1/2 to 7.02 1/2 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures up 57.5 cents on the April board to 119.75. March feeder cattle up 22.5 to 135.90. Class 3 milk yesterday up 17 cents to $17.23. This is Tim Hammerich with your MarketLine report. For more information or for previous reports, visit www.aginfo.net.